situation, but when the playoffs are no longer out there, what are you playing for?
Man, everything. Your families, your teammates. We still get an opportunity to go out there and play on Monday night, man. There's so many guys. I have friends right now that wish that maybe if they were even 0-1, whatever, they'd be excited to go out there and just a chance to play in the NFL. It's something we work the entire offseason for. You still want to go out there and win games. No one wants to go out there and get embarrassed. No one wants to go out there and lose. We work hard each week to go out and win. So I think this is not going to change this week. We're going to go out. We had a hard practice today. We're going to continue to finish the week strong.
As a leader with so many young guys on this team, do you have to remind them that you're sort of constantly auditioning for jobs in this business?
Yeah, and I think it's also a reminder because guys see different guys come in the locker room and leave out and injuries happen. And, you see rosters always changing. And if you pay attention across the NFL, you see a guy might have gotten paid a certain amount of millions of dollars, and next thing you know, he's getting cut from his team. So you're constantly reminded just the reality of this business that although you may feel comfortable now, the next day you could be out of here. So you have everything to play for each time you line up and you take the field.
Your boss, Jerry Gray, has had sort of an interesting week, at least from the outside perspective. He interviewed for the Texas Tech head coaching job. Some people speculated about his status around here. Should Jerry Gray be back next season? Do you feel like this defense is progressing the way you'd like it to right now?
I mean, right now, look at the numbers. The last few weeks, we're definitely playing better. Wins have not been a result of that, but we just got to continue to work. And for us as players, you enjoy not only the coaches that are here, but our teammates as well. And the fact of the matter that when you're losing, there's going to be changes somewhere in the organization. And, you know, as a player, I wish that we had everybody here from my rookie year. So you hope that everyone's going to be back and you enjoy the people you work with. But that's just something that's not in our control. If it's up to me, I like Coach Gray, and we'll hope that he'll be back here next year. So hopefully we can win these last three games and try to make a case for everybody to be back.
Would that bother you if indeed he did interview for another head coaching job to possibly leave here? Would that bother you?
No, man, that's the business. You know, guys this offseason will become free agents and will interview to go other places and may end up back here. So that's just something that each person has to, that's something personal. So they have to take care of that. And if there's an opportunity that's presented elsewhere that is better for them and their family, they have to take care of that. So that's just something that comes along with the business.
What do you think of Tui's game?
We'll see. I got a chance to meet him today, and you know, it's exciting to always get a new teammate. Him and Alpha Lava actually went to high school together, I believe. So excited to see him and get a chance to meet him.
You got Alpha Lava down. What about Tui's last name? How's that go?
Al was saying it to me in practice, and I told him out of respect for Tui, I wasn't going to attempt to say his full name at all. But Al has it down pat.
Thank you. No problem. Appreciate your time.